This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in the Hong Kong elections on Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations that have sometimes devolved into violent clashes, an outpouring of anger at increased Chinese Communist Party influence.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam is pledging to listen to public opinion after the overwhelming victory by opponents of Chinese rule. The United States has called on its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations. This as Washington reevaluates its relationship with the country after a delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. Two people were killed in clashes with police in eastern Congo on Monday after protesters in the town of Beni set fire to the mayor's office and several UN buildings. The protesters are angry over a new round of violence by suspected Islamic rebels. London's transit authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate. The ride-hailing company is vowing to appeal the decision. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.